and welcome on this lovely sunny day. Oh, there's a wonderful cobweb there. Look at that. Good gracious. I can only see it in the sunshine. One of God's wonderful creatures. Right, so as you can see, I am on my own. Dear Katie has got a terrible either virus or flu or whatever, but she's not at all well and unable to be here. So we will think of her in our prayers. Also, Barbara Jacobs has got the same thing. She's confined to bed and fluids. We will think of her. The doctor said, for your information, the flu is rife, it is evil, and you can do nothing about it but let it run its course. So you have been warned if you get it. That's what to do. So you're most welcome, and I don't think there's any birthdays today, is there? Any birthdays? But Barbara and Frank have celebrated their 66th wedding anniversary this week. So I think they deserve a clap, especially Barbara. No. And I would just like to mention the Kairos concert at St. Helier Methodist, where Amity are singing on Thursday. And it's tickets on the door, so you don't have to get tickets. And it is in your notices. Also in your notices is the big card and the giving tree, which has already started. So wonderful. I thank you for all that. So let us, we welcome you to the last in the series of the prayer for this year, and who prayed and how they prayed in the Bible. Today we are thinking of Simeon, who prayed and prayed. And he waited and waited because he had been told that he would see the Christ. And by the time he saw him, he was extremely old. But he didn't give up. So let us pray. Lord, it is good to meet here as your church family. For many, it has been a very busy week, and for others, a lonely one, or a sad one, grieving for the loss of a loved one. But we come together to support each other and to worship you. Jesus, you are the hope in our messy world, out of control. This Advent helps us to slow down and to listen to your voice and focus on what's important. We place our hope in you as we prepare our hearts to celebrate your birth and Christmas. Advent, which is the first day, our first Sunday of Advent today, we are preparing, we are waiting, as is our crib. You'll notice down here, it just has the animals in, because the people didn't arrive for many weeks. So today we are preparing for Christ's birth, to celebrate it again. And we're going to read the Advent prayer. Please, will you read what is in yellow? And then we're going to light the Advent candle. Gift-giving God, may Advent be for us a time of giving and receiving. Lord of this Advent season, of every season, every day, minute, and second, give us, we pray, the gift of peace in this season of Advent. Bring peace to the world, but also bring peace within each of us. Gift-giving God.
May Advent be for us a time of giving and receiving.
Lord God, We give ourselves afresh to you as we step into Advent. Let us iron the crumples and the creases out of our lives so that we may be the best gift that we can be. Gift-giving God. May we start today and not wait to become and to be the person, people you want us to be, so that we can give the best that we can of you and ourselves to those around us. Gift-giving God. And I'll now receive the offertory. Before I have the song, I'd like to thank everybody, all the little angels that came and decorate the church when nobody was looking. It looks really lovely, so thank you very much. So now we'll have the lighting of the Advent candle. Thank you. So now we'll sing our first song, which is Strength is Rising. It's all about waiting. We're not doing the... It's all right. Volunteers, or two at the minimum.
Well done, Mama.
Is it scary?
No.
long time. So you can imagine Simeon, how he waited, he waited. So now we're going to see the video of Simeon and Anna.
God's story about Anna and Simeon. So part of God's story is about Anna and Simeon, and it goes like this. For hundreds and hundreds of years, God had been promising his family, the Israelites, a rescuer and king. He told them that this rescuer would come as a baby and would be his very own son. People waited a long, long, long time for the Savior to come. Lots waited their whole lives. Well, when Jesus was finally born, there was a man living in Jerusalem named Simeon. He was especially excited for God's promised king because he loved God and followed him with his whole heart. He even got to talk to God through the Holy Spirit. Nowadays, anybody who follows Jesus gets to talk to the Holy Spirit anytime. But before Jesus was born, the Holy Spirit only talked to some people, and Simeon was one of them. Anyway, one of the things the Holy Spirit told Simeon was that the baby king would be born while Simeon was still alive. Since God had been promising the rescuer for hundreds of years, this was a big deal. Simeon would actually get to meet God's rescuer, just didn't know when. On the night of Jesus' birth, angels appeared to shepherds and announced Jesus' arrival. They excitedly ran out, telling everyone they knew. But remember, there weren't phones or internet back then, so not everyone knew that Jesus had been born, including Simeon. A little while after Jesus' birth, the Holy Spirit told Simeon to go to the temple. He may not have known why, but he obeyed anyway. Good thing he did, because while Simeon was at the temple, Mary and Joseph brought their new baby Jesus to the temple too, to dedicate him to God. As soon as Simeon saw Mary and Joseph with Jesus, he knew who Jesus was. We don't know exactly how he knew, but he did. Simeon took Jesus in his arms and said, "Lord, you are the king over all. Now let me, your servant, go in peace. That is what you promised. With my own eyes, I have seen what you have done to save your people." See, Simeon was getting pretty old, and meeting Jesus was the one thing he wanted in his life. Now that the rescuer was here, he was ready to die in peace. There was someone else in the temple that day, a woman named Anna. For many years, she had stayed at the temple day and night, worshiping God through fasting and prayer and talking to God through the Holy Spirit, like Simeon. The Bible doesn't tell us exactly how long she'd been there, but by this time, she was 84 years old. She knew God well, and, like Simeon, she had been waiting for the king God had promised. Sure enough, Anna came by just as Simeon was talking to Mary and Joseph. Immediately, she praised God. The king was finally here, just as God promised. When Simeon and Anna met Jesus, they were overcome with joy. The Bible tells us that faith is being sure of what we hope for. It is being sure of what we do not see. Simeon and Anna were sure that God had promised to send a rescuer. They were sure he was coming. And when they saw Jesus, they were sure the rescuer had arrived. All because they had faith that God keeps his promises. And that's the story of Anna and Simeon. So in case you missed it, here's the quick version. God promised a rescuer. People waited. Simeon waited a long time. He loved God. God said he'd meet Jesus. Simeon met Jesus. Meeting Jesus was all he had wanted. Anna loved God too. She was waiting for a rescuer. She met Jesus. Simeon and Anna had faith. God kept his promise. And that's a part of God's story.
Waiting, waiting, waiting. We've been thinking about waiting for something or someone. And sometimes we have to wait a long time, like Simeon. But can you imagine having to wait your whole life? That's what Simeon had to do, and yet we heard in the video that he still expected and totally believed. that the promised rescuer would be sent by God in his lifetime, even though lots of other people before him had waited in vain. Do you reckon he prayed? Well, I certainly do. Imagine his excitement and wonder when he got the message through the Holy Spirit to go to the temple, finally. He had no idea quite where he had to be or who he was looking for. He just had to be trusted and be guided. I imagine that he rushed as fast as he could on his elderly feet, straight to the temple, and sat somewhere. And once again, he waited. The temple was a very busy place. Many people would have passed him, even couples with babies. But when Mary and Joseph came by, it was difficult. It was different. He could feel it. This was it. The moment he had yearned for, prayed for, believed in, he was about to meet God's Son, the promised rescuer, the Messiah. Wow. Can you imagine then the awe in which he held out his arms to hold that precious baby, to see Jesus' little chest moving up and down as he breathed, to smell that lovely baby smell, and to feel his warm body against his chest? It must have been quite a moment, not only because of joy of holding a newborn, but because Simeon had no doubt whatsoever that this was little one he held was to be the saviour of the world. No wonder then he felt moved to pray his beautiful prayer, and we know it as Simeon's prayer. What a beautiful picture it paints of Simeon, not only of his abundant love of God, but his deep faith. What God had promised has been revealed to him in his closing years. And here in this scene, he was shown a picture of what God wanted his family to be like. Old and young together, meeting in perfect harmony, just like we are meeting here today. Simeon recognizes too, for he speaks in his prayer of how Jesus, the baby born to be the rescue king, will save not only God's salvation, the Israelites, but all nations, absolutely everyone, every man, woman, and child who believes in Jesus is God's one and only Son who came to shine God's glorious light across the world. No wonder then that not only Simeon, but also Anna, who we met in the clip, was overjoyed. Their prayers had been answered. And when it came to the end of our year's theme and we embark on our Advent journey toward Christmas, it is a reminder to us all to never give up praying in absolute faith that God will answer our prayers too. So the message is just as it was when we started the theme in January. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying for your family, for your friends, for creation, for our island, for our broken world, and so much more. We have a big God, and he will sort it out. But it's in his time, of course, and not ours. On that note, we're going to sing. What do you think? don't stop praying.
What's your impossible?
Heavenly Father, as we come here today, we think of all those who cannot worship openly and have to hide and even whisper their prayers. For families where life is tough, poor housing, if any, poor health, and lack of money. For teenagers coping with temptations constantly in their face, online and in society. For our messy, out of control world where greed and possession governs. We pray that leaders of government and the church will listen to you and act on your guidance. For Nigeria, where the families of the 250 abducted children now wait and wait for their release. But now the captors are demanding an enormous ransom. Oh Lord, please intervene. For Hong Kong families, waiting for news of loved ones that were caught in the horrendous tower fires. Bring them comfort, Lord, as they wait for news. For the many we know who are ill, for relief from their symptoms and pain. We pray for Mike, who has asked for prayer this morning, as he is in a lot of pain now. We pray for all those among us here who know and who have loved ones of people who are having treatment for cancer and other ailments. And we pray for our doctors and nurses in the hospital who work tirelessly in what is not always an easy situation. And now we'll have a time of open prayer. Together, we pray for our families that they may come to know you, but we pray for each one here as we move closer to Christmas and the new year, whatever it brings. But we remain confident in your love for each one of us. Amen. Amen. And we'll now say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And we will now sing our final song, which is This Little Light of Mine. And let us remember to that we must show and shine our light during Advent.